Sunday morning. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty with co-host Keely Rager. How are you doing, Keel?
I'm doing fabulous today. How are you?
You know, I'm great. We have a special guest with us today, but I'm not going to let anyone know her name just quite yet, because last night I was reading or started to read my new book, Hashtag Generation G, which tells the story of Nancy Gianni.
Oh, I love Nancy. And we just had her on the show not too long ago.
We did have her on the show. And if anybody's interested, the book's called A True Story of Miracles, Hope, and Unconditional Acceptance, Hashtag Generation G by Nancy Gianni. And anyway, I want to start by reading a direct quote from the book that it really resonated, and it resonated with me especially because of our guest today. So Nancy says, quote, "I think that people by nature want to do good things. It's part of what makes us human. But often there are too many outside distractions that take the place of decency, human kindness, and even human contact. We have a tendency to think that it's others who need the help, not us or someone we know. But the truth is that all of us are one step away from being different or loving someone who is different. It could happen with a simple fall off a bike, the birth of a new baby or grandbaby, or a debilitating illness. Differences do not discriminate. They don't care who you are. They don't care that you're, quote, low risk or, quote, not one of those kind of people, end quote. Being different is the ultimate leveler, and it could happen to you in mere seconds from now when you experience that difference in yourself or someone you love. Things change drastically, and you'll find yourself yearning for a more accepting world. But why wait until that happens? Let's start now."
Oh, I love that. Challenge accepted.
Yeah. And so, with no further ado, we would like to introduce our guest today, Kyra Davis. And Kyra, And Kyra is from Abilities in Hannibal. And Abilities this year is hosting the Buddy Walk. That's so exciting.
Thank you for having me.
It's great. I'm
so
very grateful.
Here.
It's been an honor to meet with Kate. And so we just appreciate this opportunity.
Yeah. Well, we are excited. So this is actually the 6th annual Smile a Mile Buddy Walk. It's kind of just getting its legs under the ground because Marion County, we did a split. Abilities
Correct.
Is like the new kid in town with the with all the old school experience and expertise. Can you tell us a little bit about what Abilities does?
Yes. I tell people we're new, but we're not new. In July of 2017, we did split from our Marion County Services. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are a not-for-profit organization. Mm-hmm. We support individuals with disabilities, or we like to say abilities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We like to see the abilities, their strengths, and not their weaknesses.
Oh,
so
yes.
That's what
Amen.
We're trying to focus on.
I like it already.
And Keely, you love their logo because their logo is a puzzle piece, and it says Dislabel the Label, Abilities.
Well, I actually have to tell you, I did a little research because I went online. So I did see that. It looked fabulous. Yes.
Thank you.
Anyway, so this year's Buddy Walk is going to be
Saturday, May 19th at Central Park from 10 a.m. to noon. So we hope to see everyone there. We're really pushing this year for some support from our community. Come out and see what your community's doing. So be a part of it.
Yeah, I think it's really, really neat to show that community support. But it means so much to the families. I mean, I think it means a lot to the families and to the individuals themselves to see.
Yes, I agree.
And we have changed some things up this year. We've decided we're gonna make it a weekend event, right?
Yes, we are. It's gonna be a nice, fun family weekend. Everyone can come out, have fun, enjoy food, games, prizes, speakers, surprise speakers. We won't fill you in on those yet.
Exactly. So we've got all kinds of things in store. The way I think it's going to work this year, Keely, is Saturday, May 18th, we're going to do our pre-party or T-shirt pickup. You don't have to pick it up the night before, but if you want to, you're going to be able to. We're going to start with a pre-party for the Buddy Walk at Down by the River. And down by the river is a wonderful time. The Y Men's Clubs hosts it. And if you come and pick up your T-shirt during that time, you're going to get in free to down by the river. But you have to be there before 6 p.m. I mean, that's the rules, right?
That's the rules.
Get there by 6, but you can pick up your T-shirt and you can get in. If you're walking, a sponsor, a vendor, is there anybody I'm forgetting? If you are a self-advocate, if you're associated with the Buddy Walk, then yes, you'll get in. Okay, so then the day of, what time should they expect to be there?
For walkers, I would say if they would come a little earlier than 10 o'clock for registration, 9:30 would be fine. We can get you registered and ready by 10 o'clock.
Yeah. And then I guess for the people who, there are a lot of people who like to walk, you know, a lot, and then there are other, but the cool part is you have 10 a.m. to noon right there in Central Park. But you can take your time. You can stop and play games. You can do speed walking, or you can slow it down, right? Everybody's at their own pace.
Correct. And we won't force you to walk all four laps.
Well, I find it's more of a social thing for me. Last year, I took my mom, and she wasn't expecting to know as many people as she did. And so it was really cool. Yeah, she connected with a lot of people that she hadn't seen in a long time. And she was like, oh, this is a lot of fun. So I think sometimes you just have to step out and say, hey, let's try something different if you haven't been. And come down and enjoy the fun, because it is. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and I think it's really good for kids.
Absolutely.
Yes, we'll have lots of things to do for the kids, so there's no excuse. We're hoping it's going to be a good day and nice weather.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be.
A little exercise.
it would be nice if Mother Nature would make up her mind.
We'll cooperate.
Yes.
Come up with
let's just put in our request.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that's a good idea. I think one of the things that people don't often realize is the Buddy Walk is really designed to just raise awareness for individuals of all abilities.
Yes.
And to really help them not raise awareness, but feel loved, feel appreciated, and help to bring that community piece in together.
Yes, and show our support that we are here for them.
And
inclusion.
Yeah, I think it's really nice. This is an event that I personally would love to see grow.
Absolutely. The more people we can get out there, the better.
Yes.
I don't know that people fully realize, like, this could be, like, well, what Nancy talks about in her book, you're 1 second away from having to utilize some of the support services or to have to navigate that whole experience yourselves. And whether that's actually, you know, through birth, through an accident or through the natural process of aging. I think this is a great way to come together and really show the human side, and that we're here and that we support, and also to have a really good time.
Absolutely. A lot of good people out there wanting to have a good time. And one of the things you said, Kate, is just learning about those resources.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we come back from our break that we're just about to have to take, I really want to dig into that and find out, you know, how you get connected and then how all of that works with funding streams. I think that would be a really good thing for our listeners to hear, because there might be somebody out there that's saying, you know what, I could really use her help. What do I need to do? Mm-hmm. So this is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything, and we'll be right back.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Back to School Mustang Style Store, Saturday, May 26, 9 a.m. to noon. Tickets in advance, $10. At the door, $20. Once you're in, everyone shops for free. Home furnishings, clothing, and so much more. Back to school supplies. Get them now. Saturday, May 26, 9 a.m. to noon. Back to school, Mustang style. Questions, call 573-439-5471.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
Welcome back. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. And good Sunday morning to you. We have been talking about the Buddy Walk coming up May 19th.
Sorry, I took your flyer.
May 19th. May 19th, the Buddy Walk Saturday, and talking about that we're going to pre-party with the Y Men's Club, and we are going to post-party at Lazote following the Buddy Walk. But while we were on break, we all started talking about, you know, abilities and what it actually does here in the community. And I think you guys headed off on a great conversation there. So Keely and Kyra, let's go.
Well, Kyra, I just think that it's really good for our listeners to hear exactly what you do, how to access you as a resource, because there may be someone out there saying right now, that's exactly what I need. So spell it all out for us.
Okay. Well, first, let me just say I'm Kyra Davis. I'm the Executive Director of Abilities. It is located at 3175 Palmyra Road in Hannibal, Missouri. Our phone number, if you need to contact us, would be 573-231-0550.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And I'm at extension 102. However, anyone that answers will be able to connect you where you need to get to.
Well, now they know how to get to the top.
There we go.
The top and work your way down.
Our email, if you prefer email, it's kdavis, K-D-A-V-I-S, at mcservices, M-C-S-E-R-V-I-C-E-S, dash inc.com.
Perfect. Wow, we'll put that up with the post.
Yes, that's a long one.
Yeah,
I apologize.
That's the way that works.
Well, emails can make it difficult sometimes. So, but I think that our listeners will have a good idea of what it is. But we will get it up on our website.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, so Abilities, we are a non-for-profit organization. We work with several different programs and services. Again, we do work with individuals with abilities. We have several different ones. I'll start off with our day program. It's called Day Habilitation Program. It is a Monday through Friday. We have individuals that will come to our facility Monday through Friday. They arrive normally at 9 a.m. and they stay until 3 p.m. That's kind of set up where class settings, they have so many minutes, maybe 15 minutes, where they're working on different goals. We have about 35 individuals that attend that program. So it's very busy.
Yes,
lots of going in, coming out, and they all seem to enjoy it. So that is our day program. We have a community integration program. We call it CI. That is mainly where we have our employees that will assist taking them out in the community. Could be doctor's appointments, you know, whatever.
So they'll go pick them up and
yes.
take them to those appointments?
And they're in natural homes, most of them. So
fantastic.
They will go pick them up and get them out into the community and assist with budgeting goals and that kind of stuff.
Fantastic.
Also, we have a door-to-door transportation that runs Monday through Friday. That's picking up individuals, getting them to their programs, whether it's our own program or other programs in the community. Mm-hmm. And again, that's Monday through Friday.
Well, and I got to tell you, I love hearing that because I think transportation is one of the number one barriers between people being able to be more independent within the community.
Yes, I agree.
Getting
and we would
where
like
you need to
go expand that eventually.
Good. Oh, yes. That's awesome. Love
we'll
to
see
hear.
How that works in the future.
Keep going.
Yes. And then our other program that we offer, we call it ISLs. It stands for Individual Support Living Homes. And we have some of those out in the community. I tell people you wouldn't know them from any house on the street. They look just like everyone else in nice neighborhoods. And so that's normally three individuals that live in that home. It is their home, and we assist them in their home.
Ah, mm-hmm. So living with roommates.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yes. That's mm-hmm. a good way to look at it.
Awesome, awesome. Now, how would someone know if they qualify for your services?
Well, they would have to have a disability that occurred before the age of 21.
Okay.
And normally the intake would start at our Hannibal satellite office. That's a state office that's located on Clinic Road. So
okay.
normally if they would call us and are not in services, we would set them up with or, you know, explain to them and give that resource of the Hannibal Satellite Office. And
Fantastic.
That's where they would start.
And then what's your funding stream? How would one be able to afford or pay for your services?
Well, right now, it's going to be based on fundraisers. Our income right now with the split is going to be whatever income we have coming in is what's going out. So whatever income's coming in from our day program, any of those services, that's our income, and then that's what we
So donations are welcome, and this
donations
buddy walk is important.
Very oh. welcome, and fundraisers are going to be really important for us
Wonderful.
At this time.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, you heard it, listeners. You've got to get out there. You've got to support this this organization because they are doing good things in the community.
So I was looking on your website because I love this. So I want to read mm-hmm. you a line off that we don't just give our individuals the proverbial fish for life. We strive to equip them with the tools they need for successfully catching their own with confidence too.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. I love that because
Thank
that's
you.
That is what everybody, you know, I mean that's the American dream, you know,
right.
everybody that
right.
that
everyone
right
wants
embodied,
to succeed.
Yes, that is. And then I love that also in the line it talks about ensuring quality of life for our neighbors and fulfillment of the continuing promise for equality. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's just a really great, that's awesome. I think it's, it makes.
Well, I think it's important not only to give somebody the tools, but help them have that confidence to use them. Because mm-hmm. so many times we're giving them the tools, mm-hmm. but they're not, you
but
know.
Are you
they don't,
yes.
Yeah,
have
they don't
you
feel like using them
to-
without help. And so I think the more and more confident we can help people become, the more and more independent they will be. And I think we'll see a little bit of change in everyone as they see how independent everyone can be working together. So I just think it has to be a community effort.
Yes, I agree.
Well, and if you're listening to this, I really hope that hopefully you'll come out and show that you believe too. Because when you walk, when you sponsor, when you donate, you know, whether it's, you know, $2 or whether it's, you know, $200, it really does matter. And it does show your belief in the possibilities for individuals who learn and live life differently. And so I think that's really important. Anyway, this is going to occur on May 19th at Central Park in Hannibal, Missouri. It is hosted by Abilities, which is awesome. The money, you know, predominantly it stays local. I mean,
yes.
it the money stays here.
Well, and that's a good question. When you say local, how far out of is your
currently
reach?
We're just in Marion County.
Okay.
However, we are looking to expand. And so we're not limited to Marion County.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I
Love
think
it.
That's really nice. So, all right, we're going to get ready to go on break. But as we go on break, I'm going to read right off this lovely flyer and get ready to smile a mile and stop the talk while you rock the walk. Show you love individuals of all abilities here in the tri-states. This is hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. We'll be right back. Smile Mile Buddy Walk, Saturday, May 19th, Central Park, Hannibal, 10 a.m. to noon. Disable the label. To learn more, visit Facebook Abilities Buddy Walk or call 573-231-0550.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
Smile Mile Buddy Walk, Saturday, May 19th, Central Park, Hannibal, 10 a.m. to noon. Disable the label. To learn more, visit Facebook Abilities Buddy Walk or call 573-231-0550. Welcome back. It's the last segment of Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. We're talking Buddy Walk this morning with Kyra Davis. And Keely, how about you give us a rundown of these events?
Well, I sure will. As soon as I rip the flyer out of Kate's hand.
We're a hot mess up in here.
We're going to have a good time on May 19th. That's a Saturday in Central Park at 10 a.m. to noon in Hannibal, Missouri. Pre-party at Down by the River Friday night, May 18th, with Down Country and the Wyman's Club. That's going to be an exciting time, so everyone needs to come on down. On Saturday...
Well, and they can pick up their T-shirts.
Oh, they can pick up their T-shirts that night. I can't talk today. Goodness gracious. Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon, May 19th, arrive at Central Park, ready to go. Have a good time. And you can register that day, right, Kyra?
Yes.
But you prefer that they register early.
Yes. Registrations that are received by May 1st will receive T-shirts. So
excellent.
We will try and have some extra T-shirts available for those who register that day. But T-shirts
are not guaranteed.
But
if you want to secure your T-shirt, yes, you need to register early.
By
May 1st. Awesome. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit, too, about what that's going to cost?
Oh, sorry.
And I'm going to hand
it
back.
And also after the Buddy Walk, though, we're going to have a post-party. So the Buddy Walk goes from noon to 2, but we are going to have a post-party from noon to 2 at Lazote Lounge, and we'll have free food and munchies for anybody who's a walker, a vendor, a sponsor. If you participate at all in the Buddy Walk, we're gonna have a heck of a party at Lazote afterwards.
And I want to give a big shout-out for April there at Lazote. She's been awesome to us.
Yes, she
and
has.
Allowing us mm-hmm. to just, I don't know, she's been awesome. I just want to say she's a blessing.
Yes, I agree totally. April is absolutely a blessing, and we're very grateful for all she does. Cost to attend for an individual, and I love this, with a developmental disability, big letters, $10. So it's only $10 if you're a self-advocate. For an individual, it's $20 for the walk. And the family, no matter the size, is $100. So that hopefully will provide a cost savings for a lot of families in our area. And hey, you know what? If you can't attend, you can still sponsor. You can absolutely give a donation in honor of individuals of all abilities, and we would love to see that happen. We're really hoping that this goes over well. Kyra, is there anything that you really want our listeners to know? I mean, we know this is so important to help our families and our self-advocates know that they care, but what would you really like people to know about this event?
I really want them to take that we are all coming together as a community and supporting one another. So with that, I would say just come smile a mile and walk the walk.
I love it.
And are pets allowed? I just got to ask. I've got a golden doodle in it.
Yes, it's at the park. So uh-huh. pets
well,
are welcome.
Well, I was just curious because I have seen service dogs, but I didn't bring my dog last year. And I thought, oh,
last
my
year
dog
we
would love
we
it.
Did have some that bought their mm-hmm. dogs last
oh, I
year.
I thought
they
were all service dogs. Well, wonderful.
Nope.
I'm excited.
So
now.
Pets are welcome.
Wonderful. You heard it, folks. Oh, so come on out. Bring your best friend with you to walk with you and smile a mile and make a difference.
Yeah, I think it'll be great because it's a difference right here in the community.
Absolutely.
Yes, we're looking forward to seeing everyone there.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to read, it's about, out of this new book, True Story of Miracles, Hope, and Unconditional Acceptance, Hashtag Generation G by Nancy Gianni. I felt like when I read this the other night that it really just summarized why this is so important for our community to come out. And here's what Nancy says. It's a lot of work, of course. It's exhausting, often heart-rending, gut-wrenching, and frequently frustrating. I long for a break, for help, or someone else to pick up the reins for a while so I can take a deep breath and relax for a moment. I dream about a day when I can live in that moment of accomplishment and not worry about the next thing that needs to be done. But then I always realize that Gigi doesn't get to take a break from her diagnosis. No one does. People who are different don't get to shed that differentness at the end of the day. They struggle constantly for acceptance. I think about the promise I made to Gigi that I would work to achieve acceptance of those with Down syndrome, and ultimately acceptance for all. And that's really what we're talking about here, ladies, isn't
yes.
it? Mm. I mean, this is the...
That was so well said.
Yes,
Nancy
it was.
Put it in words that I think we can all relate to. And I think when you put yourself in that position and almost in a sense just slide into those shoes for just a moment and mm-hmm. realize that we are all very blessed mm-hmm. and we
yes.
can make a difference. So I say, if you have a free moment, get out to the buddy walk, make a difference. Just make a decision today that you want to make a difference.
Yes. And I would say we all are, you know, if we all think about it, there's some difference that we all have.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Regardless what it is. But, you know, we've kind of taken on this quote about how we are all different, but together we fit. And that kind of goes with our puzzle piece is why
we came up
with the puzzle piece. So.
You know what? You guys, I can't believe this. There's another part here. I just saw it as they were both talking. I love it when God hands you little miracles.
Gives
he
you
does
those
it all the time,
it says, here it is. Quote, I'm a big believer in miracles. But over time, I've learned that miracles are not always pretty or obvious. Sometimes you have to search for them. Miracles may even be disguised in pain or tragedy. But it's what you do with the pain that brings the miracle to light. Finding that inner strength to harness the good in a situation propels you to action. Lots of us think we don't have that capacity. We look at others struggling with illness and discrimination and loss, and we think, I could never do that, or I'm not strong enough to get through that. But I'm here to tell you that you can, and you are. Don't think you don't have that strength. You are born with it. We all have it. Sometimes we just have to find it.
Oh,
that's good.
So, yeah, so come on out to the buddy walk and show that you can do it, that they can do it, that we can all do it together, because it takes us all together to truly realize that human potential in each of us.
Well, and, you know, yes. unity, you can bring more people together and accomplish a lot more. So
yes.
Let's all step out and make a difference.
Yeah. Hope to see you all Saturday, May 19th at the Smile a Mile Buddy Walks. Central Park, 10 a.m. to noon in Hannibal, Missouri. Otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, Kyra, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we're
thank
so
you.
Excited to have you here. And we thank you for what Abilities is doing in our community and putting on events like this. It's just very cool. So I love that we have this resource. So if people need to get a hold of you one more time, what might be the best number?
573-231-0550.
All right, that sounds awesome. And we thank all of our listeners this morning for being with us. This is Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything. Kate Doherty, Keely Rager, and Kyra Davis. And we thank you for being with us. Have a blessed Sunday.
Thank you.
I hold on, the children know, every day. Don't you know I find, lose your dreams, lose your mind. Got to carry on.
Smile Mile Buddy Walk, Saturday, May 19th, Central Park, Hannibal, 10 a.m. to noon. Disable the label. To learn more, visit Facebook Abilities Buddy Walk or call 573-231-0550. Back to School Mustang Style Store, Saturday, May 26th, 9 a.m. to noon. Tickets in advance, $10. At the door, $20. Once you're in, everyone shops for free. Home furnishings, clothing, and so much more. Back to school supplies. Get them now. Saturday, May 26, 9 a.m. to noon. Back to school, Mustang style. Questions? Call 573-439-5471. I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child. Smile Mile Buddy Walk, Saturday, May 19th, Central Park, Hannibal, 10 a.m. to noon. Disable the label. To learn more, visit Facebook Abilities Buddy Walk or call 573-231-0550.